May Hashem, we're holding in Shir number 37, the Sharichin Vemunu, holding in the Sharichin on the middle of the Parak Yod. Yes, so as we said in the beginning of the Parak, that this Parak is really, after this Parak starts really, a new Inyan, meaning the first 10 Prakim is Bechlalus, the Yisod of the whole Sefer, which is to be Mazvir, how the Einam Levado is Kipshutoi, meaning that Mitzarecha, the Eibishter is Pashim Tafsa Pshitas, like it was explained by Richter in the Agdom and Perek Aleph. Mitzarecheni, everything in this world, the whole Seder Stauschlus, even Oilem has a Tachtem, which is Al Yisoidis, comes from Einzer Baruch Hu himself, and about there's no Mitzis that's not from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we saw in Perek Beis that the Shorish of the Inyan, that's the Inyan of the spheres which the Mikabon were Megala. Because only with the Inyan of the spheres, because we understand such an Inyan, the Vada Mitzara Seichel, to steer the Pshitas with the Inyan of the Gvul. So we saw from Perek Vav that the more Ba'oimik to understand the Inyan of the Shorisha spheres, how we understand that the spheres come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we started Barichas with the Rabbeinu Azriel, which in Perek Zayin was explained through the Divrei Arizal. Until even Perek Yod, the Baruch Shalom is Messiah, the beer in the Rabbeinu is real. And we saw in the last year how he brought the Iker words of Rabbeinu is real, and he explained it. So again, the Iker Nekudu was that the Chiddush of Rabbeinu is real, which is Nizbar Bariches in the Arizal, Pich Sidus, is that the Eibishter Shlemus of Mibliche Sorin, meaning the Eibishter's Koil side the Koicha will inside the Koicha Bligvul. Like we said a few times, even though it sounds posh, the Vada Devish Shlemus is the Koilo, what would be, what else could we think? So the truth is because without the Kabbalah, without the Messiah in Kabbalah, if you look at the Rishonim, more than the Chakiris Forum, so there, Avada Din of Bligvul and Pshitas was something which the Seichel was Mechayiv, but to understand how from a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes out Koicha Gvul, that's not something which the Seichel could get to and understand. And that means that's why Takadis and Yonim will see that it's Lemailim and Aseichel, and that's why it's Kabbalah, which was given over by Messiah, that this is the Emes, and this is the Emes of the Yichud. So we saw from the Rabbeinu Zvil that the Inyan of the Koicha Gvul, that's called the Sviris. The Sviris is called the Koicha Gvul of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what we saw by Rishas was that Avada, there's no Gvul Lemailim. Devish is Tosh Batach Sabshitas. In Avada, there's no Inyan of Gvul or Shoyish for Dal Yisoidis. The whole inyan for the Sviris is that it's Kavyachol Kalim, which is master on the Pshitus, and Megale, the Hishtalshus, the way we see it, in the Oifen of Yesh and Pirut. So it comes out that the Iker inyan of Koicha Gvul, the Poil, is called the Sviris Datsilus, where the Sviris Datsilus, Mitzad Echod, Avado is not a steer to the Pshitus, because Iyu v'chiyuvik v'gamoy chadvoin, like we'll see in the Hemshech of the Perek, meaning that the Sfiris Tatsilus is miyuchud v'takadosh Baruch Hu, but mitzad sheni, the Sfiris Tatsilus are the kelim that through that, the Eibishter is megalus his pshitus in the way we see it, which is an inyan of Yesh HaNifrud. And that's why you saw that the Sfiris are called kelim. So holding here in the new print, Amud Pei Aleph, where it says, Avlagam shenikru kelim berech. So it says, Avalagam Shenikru Kalim Be'erach, that even though the spheres are called Kalim, Shemeinim Shayochim Ben'erochim.
Okay, just real quick. Didn't we also say that the spheres, you would call it two different things, it represents Shleimus and Chzarim, both?
Yes, that's what we saw. Where, if you look in the end of the paragraph before, it says, Vashleimus Vachisorin Heimam Avdilim Ben Dover LeDover, meaning that this that we see Sholem and Chaser, we see Dal Yisoidis, which is, Shinuyim, and which means, the Shleimus and Chisorin, that's all Mitzad the Spheres. That the Spheres Datsilus is what's master on the Pshitas, and it's Megala, the way we see the Shtalshus, the way we see the Oilemus. And that's where Chisorin comes from, which is Mitzad the Kedem, which is master on the Pshitas.
So where's the Shleimus in that?
No, I'm saying Shleimus and Chisorin means, Shleimus with Chisorin, meaning Lamashal Spheres Achesed, L'choyot the Taich is that it's giving over the shleimus of chesed, but it's chisorin, meaning there's no gvura, there's no, dinim. So meaning, every shefa through the spheres has the shefa that it gives, but then it has, what it's not koil. So that's called the choyer shleimus and chisorin.
Oh,
and that's mitzad the spheres, meaning, because, That's what it means. But meaning the nekuda is that mitzad ainsiv baruch hu, that the shefet is betachas lapshitas. It's only mitzad the spheres that is shleim sam chisoron.
Got it.
Which is really lechoy din nov shinui. So it says, aval gam shem nikru kelim berach shem einim shaychem v'narochem elu v'izborach v'nevdomi mahusoi, that we said that even though we call the spheres kelim, but it's only berach, because mitzad echod, the spheres of Ado, spheres d'atzilus, it's called kelim because it's not something which we could say that within HaKadosh Baruch Hu the spheres, because of Ado that's the sphere to the pshitos. But afal pikin einim dover nivdul chas v'shalom. But mitzad sheni, avada it's not a dover nivdul. Meaning avada sphere is that silus is not, you know, some sort of netzal that's not miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'iyu v'gamoy chad. Like it says in the Zohar that iyu v'gamoy, the Eibishter and the kelim is chad is miyuchad v'tach tzayichud. Rakshal, gavi zen nikrom kelim shem kliim nosu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrei al yodam yesh me'ayinu lahastir l'tzamsim kanav lo yivbatl v'metiz. That the reason why we call the spheres kelim is because the kavyoch, the kli umnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through them the Eibishter made the oilum is yesh ma'ayin in oifen, which is in the oifen of yesh and nifron, and with al yisoidus and whatever the oilum is koilu, in the way that the oilum is done is batva mitzis from the pshitus. Aber chas v'shalom sheinim hamshoch acheres me'ach shein tu losoi ve'enoim levado. But levado, chas v'shalom, to think that through the kelim it comes out of hamshoch besides hamshoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the soy the yichud is avada ein zulos of einem levado. So re kol hakelim kol hanimshach b'menu yizborach hakol ein zulos. So avada, the emes is that side the kelim and side whatever is nimshach from the kelim avada is hamshach from the pshitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and side of different mitzvahs. So in other words, what we're saying is that the kelim, the atzilus, which is what the Rebbeinu Zil was mazbar riches, is called the koich ha-gvul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzad echad avada, we can't be mitar within Ein Sof Baruch Hu, such an inyan, because avada is a steer to the pshitas to say that the such a bechinah called sphere is the atzilus, which is netzolim, and it's not betachas the pshitas. But mitzad sheni, iu b'chayu v'gamari chavo, and deibish is miyuchad with the spheres, meaning the avada, the kelim, the atzilus, and whatever is nimshach from it is not a metzias acheres from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on this nekuda, which is batim al-stiru, no, mitzad seichel, it says, "V'zeh ein b'seichel odin l'atiga eichis havas shnei efeich menoyse echod." Avada, the seichel of the person can't be masig this inyan, how this two efeichim menoyse echod, meaning shebe'erchom einim shaychem le'mahusik klal, v'afal pikein einim dover nivdol chutz mimenu, v'hu v'heim hakol koich echod. No, what we're saying is that mitzad echod, the spheres, is not something which we could be mitzad within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But mitzad sheni, it's miyuchad, meaning it's not a davar nivdol, and it's all one in you, meaning you v'chiyu v'gar mo yichad v'hoin. And we're saying that this is called shnei efeich menoyse echad, to understand how the koich ha-gvul is miyuchad with Ein Sof Baruch Hu. V'zesh mevur v'divir Rebbeinu HaKadosh nishmach li'ayin m'shayichad v'amunu. This is what the, it says in Tanya in the chelik sheni m'shayichad v'amunu.
One second, Rav Wilner, just real quick. Why can't we wrap our heads around that? Because so it's no different than whatever. You have a rabbi that's giving over shirmi yujim and shalom. So the mashal is one with the idea behind it, but at the same time, it's, you know, you're bringing it down. So I'm saying, it's not a steer, that's something we can understand. That's kind of what's happening over here. You know, he's bringing it. You know, Hashem's bringing it down, but at the same time, it's one with the paninius, the oneness that's behind it. Why is that a spirit that we can't, you know what I mean, the seichel can't grab onto? That mushroom seems very understandable.
Right, so the hard reason is what we learned in Perek Test, that Deirdre said that the mushroom and the nimshal, even though that mushroom is mekarvel a seichel this inyan, but yeah, there's two nekudas in that mushroom which we can compare. That in that mushroom, avada, the seichel of the Rav and the seichel of the Talmud, even though they're very far apart, but there is a dimion that there is a kesher that they're both seichel. They're both together seichel.
Right.
But lemailo, when we say that the koich ha-gvul, which is what is megalitos, the seder shamsos yesh mind, where we see it, and it's right through this koich ha-gvul, through the spheres d'atzilus, avada, we can't say that there's any kesher and any sort of dimion between this gilui of koich ha-gvul and the pshitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the pshitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kipshutoi pasha v'tachas pshitas. The spheres d'atzilus, which is the kelim that we're referring to, is not betachs apshitis, because that's the only of the spheres that's chesed, gvura, tferes, there's different midas.
Yeah.
So mitzad that we can compare the mashal fully, so, and we're saying that afal pikein, the spheres are miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the seichel can, is something which you can understand.
Right.
And
right.
The second nekudah which is from Perek Tes is also that by the chacham, when he uses the kelim, there's a shinoi b'shas when he's being mashpia, because he's being mitzamtzem seichel, he's using, you know, he's thinking in a different oifen. There's a shinoi within the chacham itself. Here, avada l'mayla, there's no shinoi b'klal. So avada, that's also something which the seichel can't understand, how mitzad echad, we're saying this kelim, and mitzad sheni, there's no shinoi.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but Avad, it's correct that this that Moshe Avad is mekarev the Indian of the Seichel. So really, and that's the whole arichas in the Sefer, that the Indian of Mishalom, which the Nekud is that the Mishalom is mekarev the Seichel, but when it comes to the Yichud, the Einam of Avad, which is be'etem emunah and slamaylam in the Seichel, so there's, you know, a certain level till where the Mishalom could bring us to.
Right.
And this is the Nekud where the Seichel can understand where it's true of Eichem and Eichel, meaning that mitzad echad we're saying there is kelim which is the kodesh gvulim, and mitzad sheni it's ir v'chiyu v'gam l'chad boi, meaning it's miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he says, so this is what it says in the Balatanim, the Shariches Vamuno, that it's in, so it says, k'moish lo'y noy, I think it's in Paragimel, this line, it says, k'moish lo'y noy da midas gedulosay dainis pashtusay kaviyoch l'shein berich is pashtus vam shocho. That just like we can't understand the mid of Gedulo, meaning the spashtus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe is Lamaila from an Indian called the spashtus in Amshachos, so then we can't understand the Indian of Gevuro, which is Indian of Tzimtzum and Hester or Ayin Sham Kolamayim. In other words, we see this Indian in the Tanya itself, we're saying that about the Seichel can be masik the Shoyish of the mid of Gedul and Gvuru, which means the Amshocho and the Hester, the way it is mitad the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And I think on this, in the Tanya with the Shum Rav Yoel Kahn, I think he brings the seed from the last Rav Shereba, where he explains this Perek Barichas, that it's going specifically on the Inyan of the Kelim Datsilus, which would fit very well with what we're saying here, that the main Nekudu, which is to Afeichem and Oysa Echad, is to understand how mitad Echad is something called Kelim Datsilus. And mitzad sheni, it's chadbohin, it's miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you learn if you look in the Shura Rebbe Adukam from those, you know, the sikhs from the last Rav Sheb, you'll see that these lines of Tanya, the oimik is going on the kelim datzilus. So that's what we're saying, that this inyan is called shnei feichem meleis echo, that even though we brought Mishalom and we were mazbe al pi seichel, how mitzad echad evish is partial v'tachs l'pshitas, and mitzad sheni, the koich hakvul is hamshocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, it's an inyan which is l'mayla min haseichel and it's two afeifim min haseichel. The gamma remark al kosev, also in the remark in the Sefer Limu, it says k'moish lo noida mahus kach lo noida mahus pu loisov. That it says that just like we don't understand, we can't have a hasoga in the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so adin in the mahus of the pu'ulois, we can't understand. And Dr. Remark, yim ach she'in berech chochma v'askola, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not berech the reason why we can't be massing the mahus and the pulus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because the Eivish is lamayla from Chochma Vaskolo. Chochma Vaskolo is a kli, it's a netzal, it's something which the Eivish created for the Nevroim, it's from the Kelim Datzilus. But the Eivish is avada lamayla from the whole inyan of Seichel v'Chochma. So mitzad, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, chaviyochel, avada shnei afeichem v'noi se'echod, is not something which is a stir b'chal, it's not something which can't work. And Dr. Amak, commercial nuchal lidom is pu'ulos haseichel l'doim megashmi. Just like we can compare a seichel to a doim megashmi, meaning if you want to compare the seichel to a rak, about it, there's no comparison. There's no dimyon b'chlal. A rak is a doimim, and seichel is something which can understand things, and that's the whole mile of Adam. So kochel nuchal lidom is al pi hachochma mahusa shel mile mile min hachochma ribay revovis madregis lein keis mimaras hachochma l'doimim. So who adin? That, you know, Allah has kama v'kama, just like there's no dimyan between the doimim and the chokhmo, so Allah has kama v'kama, there's no dimyan between the seichel and chokhmo, and between the pu'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why avado mitzad seichel v'chokhmo, you can't understand the pu'ulos, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Seder Shavuot of 9 hours work. Therefore, mitzad seichu, we can't understand the pu'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen nikra sfiris rozer dememnuso sheim bevichinus emunu ki emunu lemayin min haseichu. Nevada, that's why the sfiris is called rozer dememnuso. It says this lashon in the Tanya also that it's called rozer dememnuso because the inyan of the sfiris is emunu, which emunu is lemayin min haseichu. And the reason is because, like what we were saying before, that mitzad echod, the Eibishter is pashim v'tachas apshitis. Mitzad sheni, avadu, we're saying the Koruch HaGvul comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Koruch HaGvul is called the Sfiris d'Atzilus, the Kelim d'Atzilus. And since we know Iyu v'chivu v'chayu v'gamoy chadoh, I mean, avadu, everything is miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because avadu, there's no different hamshacha, there's no new hamshacha, everything is from the Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that inyan avadu is called Tuah Feichem v'noyse echad, which the seichel can be masik. And we're saying from the Ramak here that it's k'moish lo inoy de mahus, k'ach lo inoy de mahus puloysev. Because just like we can't understand the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what in the seichel can't understand the mahus of the pulos. Could be the in bold where it says k'me'afir is already the lashon from Master Shalom, because it's just this one line which was from the Ramak. So the Nekud is coming out that the series is called the Rozer de Memnusu, which in other words, it's the Inyo Bemunu, which is a ma'alim and a seichel. And that is, if you look in the, you know, if you look in the, in the Mamorim Chabad, it says a lot of times that about the whole matar of Chabad, which is being masber, you know, these in Yonam Api Seichel, it's only to be mechazik the Nekud of Emunah, which is Lamayim and Seichel. You know, it says in a lot of places, but if you want to see it, there's a mixture from Abayi Zekhomu, which is masber in the end of Chon Ariel, it's printed, where he's masber the Sinim Barichos, that about the Chochmah can be masber these in Yonam to the Seichel. The whole Indian is that when Mekarv the Seichel till the Emunah, and then that could bring out the Koruch of Emunah, which is, here we're saying it's called the Rosh of the Memnusa, which is the inyan of the spheres. Which that's the Soda Yichud, to understand how the Koruch HaGvul and the Koruch HaGbligvul is all Bashvah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Einim Levadri. So it says, V'chol HaSkol Hu Rak L'Hoyu Sha'akol Nimtza Me'itza Yizborach V'Afa Pikin Einim Nosof M'chad Shoshom Al Atzmusoy. And all the HaSkol Hu, you know, the whole Arichus and all the Zberim is just to understand and to explain that mitzad echad everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mitzad sheni there's nothing noisiv, there's nothing new al atzmusi. V'gam lahoyu shekol ha'giluim hanirim bevichinus nevrom bevichinus tischalkus v'aldei ha'sviris. And also to understand that all the giluim which we see, the Seder Shtalshlus, the Al-Yisoidus, the Yesh and the Nifrod, all that is mitzad the sviris. Meaning that what we're explaining by Chava is the Seder Yichud, which is to understand that mitzad echad everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's nothing noise of. And mitzad sheni, it's al day the spheres that the oilem is and befratis oilem is atakten is nizgal in the oifen which is nizgal. Even though we're saying that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but avad there's no chiluki daigin lemayil, it's mitzad the spheres that it's nizgal in yeshen and pirud. Lochim bo lehoi shekol ha'izchalkus that's why the, which is Iker Torah Sakabola comes to be Mazbir, that all the Schalkus and the Koich HaSholim HaChoser and the, what's Mazbir between Dover and Dover, everything's through the spheres. She'etzel mimani Yisborach, Hamshoch HaChadosh, Hashem Me'erke Yisborach, G'day Legal Shlemus Yisborach, that the Inyan is the Koich HaGvul, which is the spheres, that's called Hamshoch HaChadosh, which is not Be'erke Yisborach, and that's Megal De Shlemus Yisborach, that Eivisht is even like we saw in Perek Dalet, the spheres is called the Dover Chodosh, and Avada Lamayla, we can't be entire such Indian. And that's why the spheres are called Kalim, that the Nivdal from the Maus, from the Pshitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Chiluk and Pshitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we call the spheres Kalim to bring out this Indian that Avada. The Kalim is a Dover Chodosh, which even though it's Yiv, Chiyuv, Garmoy, Chadboin, but that's something which is Lamayla Men HaSeichel, Nevada, David, Shiz, Pash, Vatach, Sapshitis, without any Shinoi or Riboi, even from the Inyo of Spheres. The laws are in the Krom Kalim, and therefore the Spheres are called Kalim, Shemitzada Kalim, Niru, Chalukim, and Pirudim, Babia, Kanal, that it's Mitzada Kalim, which the Oilim is Bia, and is Gabal in the Oifen of Chiluk and Pirud. Avshaloi Tomish, that Spheres in Chazesh, Shalom, Maus, Achachutz, Mimenu. But Mitzad Sheni, we're saying that the Sfiris is not something else, it's not a Dover Nifrod from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Also, then, before I yichud, she'ab ha-pikin, hem yichod ha-matzmusoy, belishum shinu v'ribu, imalus noisiv, olav yizbarach, v'hu v'hei makal echod. The whole yichud is to say that, even though we can be mitar the Sfiris l'mailo, but avada iu, v'chiyu v'gam ha-yichad boin, that it's all koyach echod, mitzad ha-shvav ha-kodesh Baruch Hu. Hagam she'berach malhusim, be'uchinis kli v'hevdol dagen, hem en even though mitzad, the way we see it, the way it's nizgal mitzad, the kelim that tzilus avad, it's hepech from the pshitas. After pikein hakol echad lishum shinui. After pikein the eivshit is chadboin, and it's there's no shinui lemaylo. The dovers there lemaylo mitzecha korain eich yistavish neifechem noise echad bashvog mur liyachdom. And this is the inu which is called lemaylo minasechol, because to understand how Shnei Afeichim is Noisei Echad and Bashval Gemura, meaning how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Koilu to Afeichim and Noisei Echad, that the Seichel can be Masig. Kemaimer Iyu v'chiyu v'gamoy Chadboin, that you see where it says in the Zohar, that Iyu, the Eivishte v'chiyu, and the Oyez v'gamoy, and the Kelim that sees it's Chadboin, and this Inni Avado is Shnei Afeichim and Noisei Echad. Afshu Yisborach Kol Yochel, the Koilu Miyachel, the Koich Yisborach v'chinis Pele. Kemaimer Rambam, Zal Huye, De Vuha Yudu, Vuha Madu. That says, "Ach, Shu Yisborach Kol Yochel, Kol Miyachel, Al Dei Koich Yisborach V'chinis Pele." That what's the word that we could understand this inyan of Iyu V'chiyu V'gamim Chadboin, which is Lamayel Menaseich, which is called Shnei Veichem Noisei Echod. So that's the inyan where the Eibush Avad is Kol Yochel, and Mitzad the Koich Apele, Mitzad the Kol Yochel V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Avado, the Eibush is Kol all the Veichem Noisei Echod Bashvol Gemuru. And this is what it's the Oymuk of the Rambam, the time this matter with the Rambam like this, that when the Rambam says, Hu ha yedev, hu ha yudu, hu ha mado, it's being, the Rambam is, it's being going on this Indian that iu v'chiyu v'garon yichadboi, meaning the Rambam says that the yedeya and the yudu and the mado is all one thing mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the all the oylemis and everything that's going on is all nichlal, in, you know, it's all miyuchid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Tanya's Matzah, that this darga you could say on the Sfiris Natzilus, where we say Iyu v'chiyu v'gamoy chadboin, that the Eibishter with the Koyach Sfiris is chadboin. And he says, we know the Maral is Chodok on the Rambam. He says that you can't say on the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hu Ayedev Hu Ayudu V'amado, and that's the Balatani, which is Matzah, that mitzad the darga of Atzilus, there we do say Iyu v'chiyu v'gamoy chadboin, that is the Eibishter and there's the Oyus and Kalim, and it's still chadboin, and that's the Oymuk of the Rambam where it says Hu Ayedev Hu Ayudu V'amado. Some of the, you know, even though we mentioned that the Sifri Chakiru can't be mazvid these in Yonam Alpi Seichel, and the Rambam, the Moin of Uchim, is the Spitz Moshel of Sifri Chakiru, but what do we know from many sforim that it says that the way the Rambam wrote his Sefer was also in the Oifen Pella that Avada stems with the Kabbalah, and here's the Moshel where the Tanya's Mazvir, one of the Shtigah from the Rambam, here it's from the Rambam in Sodia Torah, but it's two Adin in the whole Moin of Uchim, that Avada could be Mazvir Alpi Kabbalah, but that's something which, you know, Avada you have to be big balasoga to be able to be mazver all these inyonim al pikavolo. K'moishu mitzinu b'divir razal mokim or enim in amida. We find the Chazal also this inyon of shnei afeichem benoise echad where it says that the mokim or enim in amida, meaning that the orin, even though it was built, you know, it was built with measurements, but in the Kodesh HaKadosh itself, it didn't take up space. And that's about something that Eisel HaPilosofim who minam nimno is something which mitzad the seichel, the mitzad, if you think about a philosophy, rather that's called minam nimno is, meaning it's not something which could be possible, but that's only if you think mitzad the seichel. About the mitzad the seichel, a person will say that such a thing is impossible. Kalbi seichel lo yusuk zashenir la'ayin, sha'orin hum v'mokim v'afapikin ein l'mokim, that the orin avado was a mitzias which had the midas of the Torah, but mitzad sheni didn't take up any place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even though mitzad seichel, we can't understand it, but Chazal tells us that that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Aval Be'emes who called Yochel Machmas Hashem Yisborach L'mayel Min HaSeichel. Like we said before, that the Eivish is L'mayel Min HaSeichel, so also the Pe'ulos and the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also going to be L'mayel Min HaSeichel, and that's the ending of the Mokim Orin Einem Min Amido, Sekeinu B'Kol Hispashtas HaNevroim. And the same thing is with the Hispashtas HaNevroim, which what we're saying here is that the Koyach HaGvul, the Sfiris, is mitzad echad, it's called as galus of koyach gvul, and mitzad the spheres, which is netzal, it's netzalim. That's how the oilim is on his galus seer, which is yesh and nifrod. But mitzad sheni, we're saying that yiv v'chiyiv v'garmei chadvoin, that it's not megareya from the yichud. The eivish is miyuchud with the koyach spheres. V'chein koru in yinzah koylish nefeichim keser v'karu b'shem memutze b'matul netzalim v'nikar b'shem hiyuli. So it comes out the spheres. The koyach gvul is be'etzim the his galus of the shnei feichim, which is be'etzim his galus of the shleimus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that inyan in shoyish is called keser because keser is the inyan where it's koyach shnei feichim, and that's why keser is called the memutza be'matlu natzolim. You know the in Eitzchaim Shamen Beis in the end it's masvid this inyan barichas what it means that the keser is called the memutza be'matlu natzolim. That the keser is the memutza because it's koil these two afeichim. The keser is koil the atik and the arach, which atik is the end of the pshitas, and arach is already the shosh of the natalim of the nevroim. Nikra b'shem hiyuli, it's called hiyuli. In other words, that the keser, which is the memutza, is already the haschala of this galus, of this inyan of the koil chapele, which the shnei afeichim and oise echo, which is the inyan of the sphere, it's how it's chadboin. Which we said is called the Rosa de Mnusa, which that's also the Yichud. And from Parigir Aleph, he starts being Mazen Barichus, this Inyan, what it means, Kesem, Mamutz, and the Yuli, and about that's going to be Yachovah, which you know goes for a bunch of Prokim, you know, until the end of the Shara.